Thank you, John. Welcome back here to Griswold High School as we get set for a second half of our doubleheader here tonight as the boys are getting ready to play here this evening. If you just missed it a little while ago, the girls' game was another tight one. We've seen a lot of close games here this week here in the AHST. Lady Vikes were part of one as they fell to the Griswold Tigers here tonight. Griswold wins one at home and picks up their first win as they win it 41-37 in a tight ball game there as Griswold hangs on down the stretch. They are led by 12 points from Brooke Hansen there in that game. Boys game getting going here in just a moment, and two teams pretty similar records, 2-4 on the year for AHST, 3-3 on the year for the Griswold Tigers, and we should see an interesting ball game here in the boys game as well here tonight. I want to thank you all for listening in here tonight on the radio at AM 1220 and those that happen to be listening in on the web tonight as well at KJN.com. Both teams are finishing up their warm-ups. We'll go ahead and take one more quick break, come back, give you the starting lineups for these two teams. You're listening to high school basketball here on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Dusty's Place in Griswold offers daily noon specials and nightly specials Tuesday through Sunday. Come enjoy great home-cooked meals at Dusty's Place on Main Street in Griswold. Barner's Insurance at 6th and Walnut at Atlantic, offering a winning combination of quality products, price, and service. Call Paul Price or Ken Christensen with Partners Insurance today at 243-4392 for competitive quotes on all of your insurance needs. And Anytime Fitness in Atlantic. They have top-of-the-line strength equipment and cardio equipment with a clean atmosphere. They're open 24 hours with state-of-the-art security. Join Anytime Fitness in Atlantic, located in the Hy-Vee Shopping Plaza.
Back here at Griswold High School, Chris Parks alongside Jim Field as we get set for boys basketball here this evening as Griswold Tigers host the AHST Vikings. Take a look here at the starting lineups here for AHST. Head coach Pete Schmidt and their 2-4 squad will send this five out there. Number 11, Tyler Robinson, a 6-foot junior. Number 23, Lee White, is a 6-foot freshman. Number 35, Todd Schmidt, is a 6'4 senior. Number 43, Stephen Jacobson, is a 6-foot freshman. And number 51, Bill Price, is a 6'4 senior. Kind of a mix of a bag out there as far as experience and youth goes there for AHST. For the Griswold Tigers, the head coach Chad Rogers, they're 3-3 on the year, and this is their starting five. Number 10, Devin Bates, the 5'11 junior. Number 14, Jared Schoening, the 5'11 senior. Number 30, Grant Haynes, a 5'9 sophomore. Number 34, B.J. Schoening, a 5'10 sophomore. And number 54, Colin Fast, the 6'2 junior. That's the starting five for the Griswold Tigers here tonight as these two teams get their final introductions set here to the crowd. And we get set for basketball here tonight. And Griswold with the home white uniforms with the blue and, for some reason, a little orange on the jerseys now as well. They've got the Florida Gator look going on now here.
Something I've never seen before, but a little different look for the Tigers.
And for AHST, they're in their road blues with the white and red lettering and trim. And we'll tap things off as Price wins the tap away from Schoening, and it's into the backcourt. Robinson will kick the basketball off here to White, and he'll run the point here. The freshman runs things out top for the Vikings. Left side pass, it goes over to Jacobson. He'll drive and lob it down on low. Schmidt lost the handle on it, though, and dribbled off his own foot out of bounds. It'll be Griswold basketball.
Each team has a couple of players averaging double digits on the year. Price averaging 12.5, Robinson 10.5 for the Vikings. On the other side, Devin Bates averaging 15.5 at 12, almost 13 points for Jared Schoening on the season per game.
Up the floor now here. It's out top with Schoening. Schoening will kick it left wing. And now we're going to have a whistle here away from the basketball. And we're going to have a foul. Now that's whistled against Stephen Jacobson. Against the Vikings, that's the first foul here in the ballgame. Inbound underneath now here as Devin Bates will key it in. They try to lob it into Schoening, and he lost it, but then it was tapped back to Bates, and he saves it. He'll kick it over far side. Haynes up with the three-point shot, and that's good. Grant Haynes, the sophomore, gets things started here for the Tigers, and they lead 3-0. Pass up the floor. It's knocked out of bounds. Jacobson tried to lob it up the floor to Robinson. Now we'll have an inbound here on the near side as White, right in front of the scorer's table, will send it in. Gets it into Price. Price, a bounce pass right back to White. He'll go around the defender to the hole. Shot no good, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line here to shoot, too, and it's going to be Devin Bates, I believe, picking up the foul. And that will be the first on the Tigers and first on Bates. Gets set up here for the free throws.
I got a strong move by White, the freshman. Really doesn't play much like a freshman. He took it right to the rack. He was fine about getting the foul. He'll take the free throws.
Yeah, he does look like a pretty savvy and confident basketball player out there for just a freshman running the show here for AHST. Missed the first free throw, missed the second one. The second one was strong, and the rebound comes down here to the Tigers. Ames will skip it across here to Schoening. Jared Schoening will lob it in the corner now. They'll fire it back up top. Schoening now with a quick dribble. A nice bounce pass and missing the shot and get it partially blocked down there. VJ Schoening. Stolen right back, though, by Jared Schoening, and he gets the layup.
Nice play and a nice aggressive move to the basket.
Now a steal, and they push it up ahead here for the HST. Almost stolen. They try to lob it down low. It's tapped out of bounds. They're looking for Price, and now he'll inbound it underneath. Inbound comes into White. Now they work it over to Robinson. Robinson goes in the corner. Stolen. Reaching in there is Bates to steal it. Gets it off to BJ Schoening on the run. A layup on the run is no good. Rebound by Bates. Put back good and the foul. Devin Bates will go to the free throw line to try to complete the three-point play. As they whistle Steven Jacobson for his second foul. And now we have a 30-second timeout taken here on the floor by AHST.
Well, they really need one here, too. It's a quick start for Griswold, and they're doing it with defense.
Yeah, they're really pressuring and getting some steals, easy buckets. Jared Schoening with that great play is swipe it and then get the easy roll in. Of course, Haynes got things started with a nice three-pointer. And it's 7-0 here, Griswold on top with 6:29 left to go in this opening quarter. Coach Schmidt talks to his ball players. Now they break huddle. And at the free throw line here will be Devin Bates to try to complete the three-point play. Bates saddles up here at the free throw line. Fires it quickly. Shot no good. Rebound pulled down by Schmidt. And they'll run it up the floor. A little bit of full court pressure, and they fire it up ahead now. It's tipped and stolen. BJ Schoening got it. Now Jared Schoening with a nice tap over to Bates, who hits it on the run and gets the layup.
Knew he wasn't going to be able to corral the ball, so just slapped it ahead to his mate, and away they go.
Up the floor, Robinson fired it up ahead. Now a nice pass across as Price was down on the block and gets the pass from Jacobson and knocks it home. And that breaks the barrier there as Bill Price makes his first shot of the ball game. 9-2 is your score with 5:55 left to go in the first quarter. Griswold on top now, a tip and a steal. White stole it away, and Schmidt comes up with it, having trouble hanging on to it. Now he finally pulls up and hits a shot on the way, short, and the rebound is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Jared Schoening, so the Vikings will keep it. Inbound pass from White. And he's looking for somebody to pop open. Now he gets it into Schmidt. Schmidt will fire it up high here to Jacobson. Jacobson right back here to White. White will take one dribble and now lob it down to Price. He's in traffic, had trouble hanging on to it. Now he lost it. Bates steals it, and now a reach-in foul by White as he tried to get it back. He'll get the foul, and that'll be his first. Third team foul now here against AHST. Up off the bench here for the Vikings is Drew Young. He'll check in and replace Steven Jacobson.
Let's go.
Inbound pass, and it'll be Jared Schoening to bring it up this time. Schoening will kick it across over to Haynes. Haynes right back to Schoening. He'll fire up the three as they leave him alone. Missed it. Rebound tapped around. It's on the floor. Picked up by White. White will run up ahead. On the run for the Vikings. Right side dribble, and now he'll pop it back outside to Robinson. Robinson kicks it left over to Schmidt. He'll get a screen. Now dribble. Nice dish right back to Drew Young, who set the screen for him. Missed it, but the tap back is good by Bill Price.
Nice job. Being aggressive and attacking the boards there to keep that play alive.
9-4 now your score here. AHST looks to climb back in this one after getting down early 7-0. Lob over here to Jared Schoening. Now back over to Haynes. Haynes will drive and kick it in the corner. Colin Fast will dump it back up top. Now a pump and a toss over to Devin Bates. Bates right back to Jared Schoening. Now to B.J. Schoening along the baseline. His shot quickly no good. Fast the rebound, put back partially blocked. Second put back track partially blocked. And then he gets it again and finally puts it home.
Just keep after it like a kangaroo hopping down low.
Robinson now will launch it up the floor for the Vikings. They try to fire a pass down low, but Colin Fast was right there in the way, and he stole it. Up the floor, they'll throw it to Bates' right side. Now out to Jared Schoening. Lob to Fast along the baseline. Now he kicks it back outside. Bates will try the three. It's no good. Rebound to B.J. Schoening. Kick out, and Haynes will try the three. No good. Rebound into the hands of Schmidt, and he'll kick it off to Price, who then dumps it off now to White to bring it up the floor. Right side pass over to Schmidt. He gets a screen, goes inside the lane, and in traffic, we're going to have a foul call. And it's going to be Jared Schoening a little bit late getting over. Nope, they're actually going to call the reach in on Colin Fast instead. I'm not sure why that was the case, but he'll pick it up, and he's going to check out now as Grizzled brings three new ball players in. As they'll bring in Jacob Moss. Also, couple other faces in here, and get those for you here. Tyrell Peters is one of them. And now the steal, and the Tigers are going to come back the other direction. They throw it over to Haynes here right side. Haynes will dish and pop it in the corner. He gets it off there to Moss. Now back outside. Haynes over to Peters. Now in the corner. And it's to the new fresh face. Johnny Duggan as well is one of the other players that just checked in. And now the pass left side, and the shot is too strong. Missed there that time by Peters. Peters, and the rebound comes to the Vikings. They'll send it now left side here as Robinson will work it around the perimeter. Pass in a dribble. White kicks it back outside, and Robinson will try the three. Missed it. Rebound is tapped around. Picked up there now by Dugan, and he'll push it up the floor. Dugan will kick it right side. Now over to Moss. Moss back over here left side to Peters. Peters. Now into the middle of the lane to Jared Schoening. We have a 3-second violation as Schoening waited too long to try to fire that pass down on the block to Dugan, and it's going to be turned over. Devin Bates right back into the ball game. He'll replace Grant Haynes here for the Grizzled Tigers. Also checking in Nathan Patti here for AHST. Inbound pass, and it's going to be a tie up here as Schmidt got tied up with Peters. Going to be AHST basketball, though. Schmidt will inbound and gets it to Robinson. Robinson will cross over, get in the middle of the court, now go left side. Gets trapped, but lobs it up ahead, and now it's tapped, and we'll see who last touched it. They're going to call foul. So Tyrell Peters is going to pick up his first foul. And it will be inbounded by AHST here over on the far side. Three team fouls now here on the Tigers. Inbound to Robinson. Robinson will throw it right on the block to Price, and he gets around the defender. Missed the shot, though. Rebound, and a foul is going to be called here as he tried to go back up with it. And it's going to be a whistled against Dugan. It'll be his first, fourth team foul now, and Price will go to the line here for two. First free throw is missed. And now Fast back up off the bench. He'll replace Dugan in the lineup for the Tigers. Price's second free throw is good. He knocks down one out of two, and it's 11-5. Grizzled with the lead and the basketball. Here's Bates crossing over out top. He'll dump it off now to Schoening. Jared Schoening kicks it in the corner. Now back up top. Schoening will drive in the lane. Wildly gets a shot block, gets it back though, and puts it up strongly. Gets it past Price for the bucket. Jared Schoening stuck with it and gets the basket for the Tigers, and now the Vikings break it up the floor. Patti, the pass to Schmidt, now over to Price, and he walked with the basketball.
Vikings have to get somebody else involved offensively here. Bill Price has all 5 points for AHST. They really just haven't gotten a lot of decent looks from anybody else yet.
And Schoening will now fire it over right side here for Peters. Off to Bates. Bates is going to pull up at the free throw line for the jumper. Dances around and falls through. Devin Bates now has six. And it's 15-5. Tigers with the lead. Here's a pass from Robinson over to Patti. He'll fire it up ahead right side. Jacobson stops and pulls up and pops from about 7 feet. Missed it. Rebound pulled down and outside once again to Patti. Here's Schmidt now in the lane. A higher shot in the lane. Will dance around and fall through. Boy, that hit the rim about four times before it decided to go down.
Only four?
Maybe. Can't count that fast. Here's Schoening. Now he'll toss it over right side to Peters. He'll kick it over back to Schoening. Now Schoening's going to drive into the lane. He tried to pop a pass down low, but a little bit too high and too strong for Jacob Moss, and going to turn over. Up off the bench, we see White come back into the game here for AHST. And Haynes comes back in for the Tigers. Inbound pass now, and they get it to White. Right back to Schmidt. He'll dribble up the floor, fired up to Robinson. Robinson right side. Missed Jacobson on the other side of the lane, but now they get it to him on the arc left side. He'll try the three. Missed it. Rebound right into the hands of Devin Bates. Off to Jared Schoening. He'll dribble right down the right side. Up at the shot, no good, but he gets the foul call. He'll go to the line here to shoot two. And the foul is going to be whistled against Lee White. That'll be number two on him. Fourth team foul against the Vikings. Jared Schoening at the free throw line for two shots. First free throw for Schoening on the way, and he knocks it down. And Schoening will be checking out in a moment. There's a player waiting to check in for him. Schoening just one of those guys that, boy, he gives you the effort. He's quick. He'll try to get to the basket quick when he can. And he knocks down that free throw. He's got 6 points now, and he'll be replaced for a while here by B.J. Schoening, who checks in. Inbound from Robinson will go to White. 42 seconds left to go in the first quarter. It's 17-7, Tigers leading. Pass over to Jacobson right side. He gets a screen. Will curl around it. Now dumps it up top to Robinson. Pump fakes on the three. Would drive into the lane. The floater up. No good. Rebound Price. And his shot is blocked, but they say a little bit of the arm caught that time by B.J. Schoening, and he'll pick up the foul. No, they're going to call it on Haynes instead. So Haynes will pick up the foul. And now that's the fifth team foul here against Griswold. Price at the line, and the first one is good. One more coming here for Bill Price. He's got 6 points. And the next one is good as well. 17-9. Griswold leading with 24 seconds left to go, and they have the ball in this first quarter. Left side pass, now back up top, Haynes. They'll send it around the perimeter. Here's B.J. Schoening on the block. Awkwardly put it up as he stumbled. Missed it. Rebound to Jacobson, and here come the Vikings. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. White will cross over into the lane. Shot up on the way. Missed it. Rebound is tapped out of bounds, and we'll see it's touched last by Griswold. So Vikings have it with 4.5 seconds left in the quarter, and they'll inbound underneath the basket. Price will key it in. He tries to get it into White. It's tapped out by Devin Bates, and that'll push it down another second. 3.5 seconds showing. Inbound is sent in there, and now a traveling violation. Robinson tried to pivot and pass, and he didn't let go of it until he got back down to the floor. So with 1.9 showing on the clock in the quarter, Griswold will inbound here against full court pressure. They get it in. B.J. Schoening launches an awkward shot up in the air. Well, short, and that is the end of the first quarter of play. A pretty decent one for the Griswold Tigers as they lead it 17-9 here after one. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Fisher Photography, 302 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. See Sue Fisher, certified master photographer today for all your photo needs. That's Fisher Photography in downtown Atlantic. Cook Sanitation of Atlantic offers quality garbage pickup service and a flexible schedule to meet your needs. If you have a large family or a business that requires more than one pickup a week, Cook Sanitation will work with you. Call Cook Sanitation today, 243-1705. Darrell's Place in Hamlin, home of Southwest Iowa's best tenderloins, also offering full menu dining, noon specials, fast, friendly service, and great tasting food. That's Darrell's Place in Hamlin.
17-9 the score. Home team with the lead. Griswold leading AHST as we've played one quarter. Go to the second quarter now. It'll be Tiger basketball to start this second frame. And they'll bring it up the floor. Jared Schoening runs the offense out top. B.J. Schoening here to the left side baseline corner. Three-point try. No good there by Haynes. High rebound taken by Jared Schoening. The Tigers keep it alive. Now B.J. down low gets his shot blocked by Price. Picked up in the corner by Jared Schoening. His quick pass into the lane off the hands of Haynes and picked up by B.J. Schoening now. Out top, Devin Bates with it for the Tigers. He'll drive the left side into the corner. Schoening the head fake. Pulls up. Jared Schoening the jumper, no good. The rebound fought for, and we got a foul call. That's going to be against, I believe, Price.
That's got to be on 14, dude. That's got to be on 14.
Price went up for the rebound. So did Schoening, and they're going to hit Price with the foul. That'll be his first. So the ball out of bounds now to the Tigers. That's as good as the turnovers. Price came down with a rebound, but the Tigers will get the ball back. Tigers have it outside here. They work the ball around the perimeter. Right side, Bates, pull up the, try the three. It's no good. Rebound taken by Schmidt. And up the floor come the Vikings. Out top, left side, White with the basketball. Gets a screen from Schmidt. Pulls up, looks for the screen and roll. It's not there. Now dumps it left side as Schmidt comes out on the arc. The lob down low, tipped away from Price and taken away now. Here comes Schoening on the dribble up the floor. Across the lane, Bates spins, leans in traffic off the glass. No good. Rebound hits the floor. Fought for and coming up with it now would be Jacobson for the Vikings. Up the floor, White dribbles into the lane, dumps it low to Schmidt. The touch pass inside, bank shot good by Price and a foul. Bill Price down low. Nice touch pass down low there by Schmidt to get it to him. The bucket counts and the foul going to be whistled against B.J. Schoening. That's his second. A couple of fresh faces back into the lineup now as Drew Young checks back in along with Tyler Robinson for AHST. Free throw on the way. It is good. Price converts the three-point play. He's in double digits now with 10. And it's 17-12. That's the problem. He's got all but 2 points for the Vikings. Right side with the ball. Haynes out on the arc. Schoening here left side. The kick across again to Haynes. Down low. Colin Fast is checked in. He has the ball. And they whip it back around. Schoening left side to Schoening. It's B.J. with it. Now to Jared. Lob it across right side again to Haynes. Fast in the right corner. Back outside. They just keep working around the arc. Now to the high post. Bates outside to Schoening. The three ball, no good. Rebound inside, though. Haynes has it off the floor. Haynes looking for help to Fast in the right corner. Back outside, Haynes. Across it comes to Schoening. Jared Schoening drives. The one-hand floater up on the glass, no good. And the rebound tapped out. He picks it back up. Takes it into the lane. Now kicks it across. B.J. Schoening to Devin Bates. His leaner, no good. And we get a foul over the back. Boy, a lot of opportunities there for the Tigers on this trip up the floor. They come up empty, and it ends up with a foul. It'll be Colin Fast picking up the foul. That's his second. And now we're going to walk to the other side. That's the seventh team foul. I meant that the eighth team foul. Oh, that is seven against the Tigers. And we'll walk to the other side now and shoot free throws. It'll be Price at the line. Why not? He's done all the other damage here for AHST so far. And the front end of the bonus, no good. Rebound taken away by the Tigers. Griswold basketball. They work the ball ahead up the floor. Out top, Bates, all fancy dribbling. Goes to the rack and floats one up and in with the left hand. Devin Bates with a nice athletic move. 19-12 Tigers. AHST struggling to get the ball up court. Now they do to Schmidt. The lob down low for Price. It's off his hands and out of bounds. They'll turn it back over. Only one man back defensively. That was Bates, but he made it tough enough that the Vikings turned the ball over. 5:41 left, second quarter. 19-12, Griswold leading. Across the timeline, Schoening with a basketball. He'll leave it right side to Haynes. Back here to Schoening. Down low, now it's B.J. Schoening on the block. He'll take it in the lane. He's blocked from behind by Young. Ball taken off the floor now by White. The turnover gives it back to the Vikings. Up the floor comes AHST. Now White at center court stops and leaves it for Schmidt. Left side, he dumps it low to Young. And Young walked with the basketball. Back into the ball game now for Griswold. Tyrell Peters checks in once again. Also, Johnny Dugan back into the ball game here for the Tigers. It'll be Griswold basketball. With a little more than 5 minutes left to play here in this first half of play. 19-12 Tigers. High post now with it is Bates. He'll feed it left corner. Peter's going to load up and launch a three-try. It's no good. The rebound is Schmidt for the Vikings. Schmidt will turn and head up the floor now for AHST as they get it across. It's left side now to Robinson. Back outside to Young. Young to Robinson, left wing. Robinson off the dribble. Dumps it out here up top to Schmidt. Back to Robinson, left side. Robinson out off the arc. Cross it comes now to White. White with a basketball, right side now to Schmidt. Schmidt will drive the lane, ball stripped away, picked up though by White. He leans one up in traffic, and it curls in and out. Price though right there for the rebound and the putback. Well, it's been all Price. The price is right, but as far as AHST is concerned, the score is wrong. It's 19-14, Griswold leading. Tigers have the ball out top now as they work it right side to Haynes. Haynes with the ball. Back out across here. Comes now once again into the corner. It's Peters with the basketball. And he throws up a quick three. No good. And the rebound is Schmidt. He'll run it up to the front court now. Schmidt left side. Lost the handle. And he's going to go out of bounds. Ball was tipped out of his hands. And then he lost it trying to recontrol the basketball. Make the pass. And it turns back over. 3:55 left to go here in the first half. 19-14, Griswold leading with the basketball as Jared Schoening walks it up the floor this trip. Schoening will spread things out a little bit as Peters comes out to pick the ball up. Now to Schoening in the left corner. Schoening looking out top, Peters. They work the left side. Now to the high post it goes to Bates. Back into the corner. Schoening open for the three ball. That's no good. Rebound inside to Schmidt. Todd Schmidt fights for the rebound. Now White has it tipped away. Chases it down here at center court. And they get it ahead. Now right side to Price. And we have a whistle and a three-second violation whistled against AHST. Why in the world would you be standing around down there in the lane not paying attention when the ball's nowhere near there?
Yeah, the ball just got across the timeline.
19-14, still the score. Griswold with it. Peters front court. Now Schoening here left corner. Into the lane it goes to Bates. He steps back from the left side, fires one that's halfway down and kicks out. Rebound to Price. Price has been an anchor for the Vikings here tonight. He got that rebound. Under 3 minutes to play here in the half. Robinson out top with it for AHST. Now to Schmidt. Schmidt here on the right wing. Hesitates. Now drives into the lane. The one-hand floater across. No good. Got his own rebounds. He followed the shot. The leaner under the basket. No good. But Price... guess what? Right there for the board of the bucket. 19-16 and 14 points for Price. Now Schoening again to the front court. Oh, Peters just got away with a walk. Ball down low now. They get it into the lane to Haynes. Back left side it goes to Schoening. He curls baseline. Steps across the bank. No good. Schmidt gets the rebound. He taps it out to Robinson. AHST down three now with the ball. Tigers have cooled off a bit here offensively. White with the ball out top. He'll leave it now for Schmidt. Well off the arc. Off left side it goes now to Robinson. Oh, and he throws it onto the stage as he tried to hit a cutter down low, and the ball was way too high and out of bounds. Colin Fast back in now for Griswold as Dugan checks back out. Drew Young will check out here for the Vikings as Steven Jacobson is back in. Griswold basketball to the front court they come. Bates here near side. 2 minutes left to go here in this first half. Peters into the corner now to Schoening. Schoening dumps it low, posting his hands. Out top it comes. Head fake, the drive, Bates. Oh, look at that scoop as he floats in the air and hangs. And the little one-hand wraparound scoop is good. It's 21-16. What an athletic move. Minute 40 left to play here in the half. Robinson left side, looks at the long three, won't take it. Gets a screen, pulls up here right side Jacobson. Now White on the arc. He'll bring it back up on the dribble to Robinson. Robinson the head fake and the drive. Back to White here on the right wing. Robinson looking for that shot off that left side. White now can't find him. And now we're going to have a timeout. AHST coach Pete Schmidt up off the bench. Going to ask for a timeout with a minute 22 left here in this first half. Just a 30-second timeout, so we'll leave it here. 21-16 is our score, and well, the living's easy if you're Griswold right now. There's just no way AHST is going to be able to rally unless they get somebody else involved offensively.
Yeah, it's all Bill Price so far, and he can't do it for the entire game. So you got to have somebody else step up and look for their shot. There really just hasn't been anybody else that's really trying. You've seen a couple of short ones, but Price has been the one to be there to clean it up so far. And yeah, they got to find somebody that's going to get something going and maybe a mid-range to outside game to help him out.
Minute 22 left here in the first half. 21-16 Grizzled. AHST with the basketball. Front court as we come back out of the break. Todd Schmidt with the basketball. Out top will run the offense now. Jacobson curls around to the right side. Takes the pass. Hits a screen from Price. Kicks it across to Robinson. Robinson looks at the three. Doesn't take it. Now steps back out top on the dribble. Left side to Lee White. White back out top. Robinson. White on the wing. Down to a minute to go here in the first half. White back out top. It's Robinson. They're trying to run Schmidt back and forth down on the block. Nothing doing there. Jacobson out of the high post to Price. Price will try to go to the basket. He'll Taines with the left hand. And Superman floats one up and in with a left hand. Crossover. He can do it both ways.
Talk about feeling it. He's in the groove right now.
21-18. Tigers with a three-point lead. Out top with it is Bates now on the dribble. He'll dump it down low to Fast, right side. Price this time comes up and over the top and commits the foul. Trying to block that shot from Fast as he took the head fake. The foul on Price is his second. And they're going to call the foul on the floor, so Grizzled no free throws. They'll inbound on the baseline. They lob it in the lane to Schoening. He goes up and gets it. The little one-hand baby hook is good. Jared Schoening in tight. Gets the bucket. 23-18. 20 seconds left in the half. Left side Robinson. Well off the arc. Lines up a three ball. That's no good. Rebound down low. Grabbed by Haynes. Off it goes to Schoening. Long pass up the floor. Schmidt knocks it away. It's out of bounds with 7 seconds to play. Drew Young will check back into the ball game now as Price will come out here for the Vikings. Don't want to risk picking up a third foul on the only guy that's putting points on the board. 7 seconds left. They throw it to the backcourt. Bates chases it down. Crosses over through traffic. Gets the screen into the lane. The floater up. That's got to be. Oh, it's going to be a blocking foul.
Ooh.
Ooh, I thought certainly that was going to be an offensive foul. Bates got off his feet, and he ran right over the top of Drew Young, or of Schmidt, rather, Todd Schmidt. And they're going to hit Schmidt with a foul, so Bates catches a break, and he'll go to the free throw line. Trying to make another athletic move, but just a little too out of control that time. Caught a break, though, as he gets the foul call in his favor, and Bates hits the first free throw. But just like Price on the other side, it's not as pronounced, but Bates doing most of the scoring here for Grizzled. Second free throw try, also good. Bates hits them both. 3 seconds left. AHST inbounds. Robinson half court, turns, lets one loose, and that's no good. That'll do it. Missed the half court try, and it's 25-18. A 7-point halftime difference here between these two teams. Grizzled with the lead over AHST. 25-18, your halftime score. We'll take a break. Be back in 1 minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Gady Insurance Services, your agent for Western Iowa Mutual Insurance. Give them a call for a no-obligation quote for your homeowners or farm insurance. Visit one of their agents today at Gady Insurance in Griswold and Council Bluffs or at their office at 700 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Lori's Flowers and Gifts in Audubon and Manning. For any occasion, they send flowers and gifts from the heart. From Lori's Flowers and Gifts. They put their heart in everything they do. Visit them today or call toll-free at 1-800-569-2742. NAPA on Main Street in Griswold, your complete line for cars, trucks, imports, main and fire equipment. See them also for all of your tune-up needs. Get the good stuff from NAPA on Main Street in Griswold.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Griswold tonight, where the Tigers trying to make it a clean sweep here this evening. Griswold won the earlier contest, the girls' game tonight, hanging on for a 41-37 victory in that basketball game. Griswold jumped out to an 11-7 quarter lead. They were up 7, 21-14 at the half. But the Lady Vikes kind of got it started a little bit in that third quarter as Caitlin Schroeder hit a three-point basket to get them going. Casey Peters finally, after being shut out in the first half, had 6 points in the third quarter to get the Lady Vikes within one at 28-27. And they took a lead early fourth quarter at 29-28, but as it turned out, that would be the only lead of the night for AHST as Griswold came back down the stretch to pick up the win, 41-37, 12 points for Brooke Hansen in the ball game, doing it both inside and out. Also 7 points for Serena Robinette, as the Tigers had 9 players put points on the board in that contest tonight. On the other side for the Lady Vikes, 10 points for Danica Groby off the bench, 9 for Caitlin Schroeder, and 8 for Casey Peters in the basketball game. Grizzled picks up its first win of the season, 41-37 in the girls' game earlier this evening here in Grizzled. Grizzled boys trying to make it a sweep. They lead by 7 here at halftime, 25-18 over Western Iowa Conference rival AHST. We'll be back with more for you here at halftime in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast was brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. McDermott & Son Roofing Company is a master elite installer for Duralast, the world's best roof. Whether it's commercial or residential, you can trust McDermott & Son Roofing, where there is no substitute for experience. Call 1-800-883-2981 or 243-2981. Atlantic Municipal Utilities has rebates available on energy-efficient electric heat pumps. They are one of the least expensive ways to heat and cool your home. Stop by your local dealer for more information. Atlantic Municipal Utilities, your hometown utility. Steve Sisler, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes. For all your life, health, group, disability, and estate planning needs, call Steve Sisler with Brocker, Carnes & Carnes Insurance in Anita, 712-762-4191.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Griswold tonight. 25-18, our halftime score in the boys' half of our doubleheader this evening. Griswold leading AHST in the contest here tonight. Take a look at some of the numbers for you here at the intermission for Griswold. It's a little more balanced, at least more so than AHST. Devin Bates with a dozen halftime points to lead the Tigers in scoring. 8 points also for Jared Schoening here in the basketball game tonight in this first half. 3 points for Grant Haynes and 2 for Colin Fast here in the ball game. Tigers also 4 of 5 from the free throw line here this evening. On the other side for AHST, Bill Price needs an attorney. He needs to sue for lack of support. He's got 16 points here in the first half of the basketball game. Griswold, or rather AHST, with 18 total. He's got 16. Todd Schmidt has the other 2 here in this first half. And the Tigers also 4 of 8. The Vikings are 4 of 8 from the free throw line. So, real disparity there. And Bill Price just not getting a lot of help, as nobody else really getting decent looks here in the ballgame. And Price at times creating opportunities, following up misses, getting second chance opportunities. But somebody's got to start hitting from the outside to loosen things up in there for him.
Yeah, they really just have to get somebody else going. And whether that's one person or a collection, they need to do some things to give him more opportunities. I mean, he's going to be the guy that leads you. He still needs to get some help to free him up a little bit as well. If you start making some of those outside shots, it gives him more of an opportunity to get open down low. But he's really been working hard to get some shots and been doing a pretty good job of just finding a little bit of space here and there. It just kind of goes to show you what kind of a fickle game basketball can be sometimes, because last night he really struggled to get himself going with his shot with some easy looks, but tonight he's making everything. He's getting in there and creating his own space and knocking them down. But, yeah, he's definitely going to need some help if they want to pull out the victory.
So, again, 16 points for Price, the game's high score here tonight, a dozen for Devin Bates to lead the way for Grizzled. Fouls, nobody really in any kind of foul trouble. White, Jacobson, Price each with 2 for the Vikings. On the other side, Griswold has B.J. Schoening and Fast each with 2 here in the first half. So no real issues there here at the intermission as the two teams get back out on the floor to get themselves ready for our second half of basketball here tonight. Glad you're joining us here on a Friday night for high school basketball here on KJAM. We welcome those of you listening on the web as well at KJAM.com. You can always listen to our basketball and other sports broadcasts that we produce locally here on KJAN live on the web. And don't forget, after the fact, it stays alive. It lives forever, or at least as long as the Internet lives. And ask Al Gore how long that'll be. We'll have we put the ball games on as podcasts as well for you, so you have a chance to listen to them after the fact as well. You can check it out. Just go to our podcast page. So we also post them on the sports page afterward. And you can also just go to the Listen Live page there, too. We keep the list up there with all those games. If you click on the highlighted portion of the game, it'll take it that links right to that podcast. You don't have to search around for it on the web. So nice service that we provide. We used to get a lot of requests for folks wanting copies of games and things. But, yeah, quite frankly, you can listen to them anytime. Just go on the web. And if you want, you can even download them to your computer from that site, too. So you can have them for yourself. So check that out. Some of the service we provide free of charge. We don't charge you for the web. We don't. There are no web memberships at KJM.com. Exactly. You don't have to pay to read full stories and stuff like that. All you have to do is check it out. Piece of cake, www.kjam.com, anytime, day or night, 24-7, just like the radio station, always live. 25-18 is our score. Griswold leading AHST here in the boys' half of our doubleheader. We're at halftime, back in 1 minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Rick's Auto Clinic, located at 702 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic, offers oil changes as well as engine and transmission overhauls and has 23 years of experience. No job is too small or too big. Give Rick's Auto Clinic a call today at 243-7088. Camlin Plumbing and Heating in Harlan can help you cut your heating and cooling bills with efficient furnaces and air conditioners from Lennox. Call Camlin's Plumbing and Heating on the square in Harlan today. And Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic, Anita, Adair, and Casey, serving the community with quality care and concern during the times of need. That's Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic, Anita, Adair, and Casey.
Welcome back here to Griswold High School as we head to the second half of basketball here in just a minute as both teams back out on the floor here warming up, and we're getting set for more boys basketball here this evening. It's 25-18. Griswold has the lead here at the half over AHST, and the Tigers looking for the clean sweep here tonight as the girls won earlier tonight, picking up their first win with a 41-37 victory over the Lady Vikes, and now the Tigers leading the Vikings. It's 25-18 here at the break, and just about ready to get things going here once again in this second half of basketball. Once again, it was Bill Price leading the way with 16 points for the Vikings there in that first half, and it was pretty much all him doing the work. He was everywhere, making shots, cleaning up baskets, and making some free throws as well. And for Griswold, mostly it was done by Devin Bates and Jared Schoening. Those were the two guys putting the points on the board for the Tigers. So both teams looking for somebody else or multiple people to step up and try to help out the cause here this evening. They want to pull off a victory. And it is Haynes, Bates, B.J. Schoening, Fast, and Jared Schoening out there once again. The starting five for the Griswold Tigers. And the Vikings out there starting five with Robinson, Lee White, Todd Schmidt, Steven Jacobson, and Bill Price out there to start the second half. Vikings start with the basketball. A three-pointer will be launched up by Jacobson. Quickly missed it. Rebound Schmidt. He tosses it back down the lane to Price. His shot's no good. Gets his own rebound, though. Works and spins. Shot too strong. And now we're going to have a foul call. And this is going to be Schmidt getting whistled for the foul over the back, trying to fight for that basketball. He knew it immediately. And now the Tigers will inbound. They'll send it in, and Devin Bates will work it up the floor. Just underway here, second half. 25-18, Griswold with the lead, and now their first offensive possession. And they'll get it down on the block here to Fast. He's in traffic, kicks it back out to Haynes. Haynes off to Jared Schoening. The elbow jumper, good. Jared Schoening opens up the half with a bucket. And now a reach-in foul here off the inbound as the Tigers try to work hard with the pressure. And Devin Bates reached in and gets whistled for one. That's his second. Second team foul now here of the half against the Tigers here quickly. Inbound will be lobbed up the floor here, and that'll be into the hands of Robinson. Robinson looks down low but kicks it over right side to White. White off to Bill Price at the elbow. Price turns, stops, and fires one at the free throw line. Missed it. Rebound pulled down by Schoening. He had good positioning underneath. Here's Jared Schoening on the run. We'll throw it right side to Haynes. He'll fire up a three. No good. Rebound long and spot for it. It was tapped by Robinson. Bates came up with it. Stolen by White. And then he laid out of bounds with it. So it'll be Griswold basketball again. Good hustle by White to get in that passing lane, try to steal that one, but just couldn't quite come up with it. And now the inbound for the Tigers, and it's Bates left side. He'll get it over to Haynes. Now baseline, it goes to Fast. Back out to Haynes. Bounce pass to Schoening. Kicks it across to B.J. Schoening. And then he traveled with it before he passed it back across to Jarrett. Inbound will come here in just a moment, and a substitution now for AHST. Robinson goes to the bench, and they bring back into the ballgame Nathan Patti, and he's going to receive the inbound pass from Schmidt. Off to White now, and he'll work it up left side against Bates. Some pressure came from behind from B.J. Schoening, so he kicks it across. Here's Jacobson, a pump fake, a drive in traffic. He just has to throw one up awkwardly because he got caught in space and threw it up off the glass, and it goes in. Sometimes you'll take the lucky ones, too, and Jacobson gets his first bucket of the game.
Throw it at the rim. It might go in.
27-20 now is your score here. And now a three on the other end by the Tigers, and Haynes is cold again there from that same spot. Rebound comes down to the Vikings. They'll run it up the floor. Here's Price. Crosses over in traffic. A lot of contact. Price had a big collision with Devin Bates on the block, and Bates is going to pick up the foul.
Let's go! Let's go!
Both players a little out of control there that time. On the floor, so it'll be underneath here as Schmidt will inbound. And now White's going to step out there and inbound the basketball. And here for Grizzled, Bates is going to check out. And they bring Jacob Moss back in. Inbound to Patti. Now gets it on the block to Schmidt. Right back out to Patti. He'll try the three, and he knocks it down. Nathan Patti with the triple. And 27-23 now your score.
And Bill Price just said, it's about time you guys showed up.
Yeah, a couple of guys making baskets here to start this second half. Outside now, it's a dribble by Moss, and he'll hand it off now once again to Haynes. Haynes waiting for someone to clear, now throws it to B.J. Schoening. Almost tapped away, he gets it though. Back out to Haynes now. Haynes will drive, floater in the lane, short, gets his own rebound. Put back is good, and he's fouled. Haynes will go to the line for a chance at a three-point play. It's going to be whistled against Bill Price, that's number three on him.
A couple of key players now with three fouls in the game. Bates for Griswold, Price for AHST. Those are the two leading scorers in the game.
And the shot up and on the way, and Haynes completes the three-point play.
Ooh.
And now Haynes is going to get called for the reach-in foul. He came across and hit Patti.
Good job.
Haynes picks up his second. Inbound pass now here from the Vikings. Skip it across over to Jacobson. He'll bring it across the timeline and pick it up. Now gets it over to White. 5:16 left to go, third quarter. It's 30-23. Tigers lead it. Right side pass. Jacobson will dribble. Now dump it back outside. Schmidt will try the three, and he knocks it down. Todd Schmidt with the triple. And it's 30-26. Back to a four-point game again. Here's Jared Schoening. We'll kick it left side. Now gets it back. And Schoening trying to bark out some signals. Gets it over to Haynes now, right wing. Pass in the lane, and a shot blocked. Moss tried to turn and shoot it, but Price blocked it right back, and it's taken away by the Vikings. Right side pass over to Patti. The three's no good. Long rebound came into the hands of B.J. Schoening. He dumps it off to Jared Schoening on the run all the way the other way and flips it up and in the middle of the lane. Jared Schoening's got 12, and now a steal, and they get a pass over to Jared Schoening again on the block. He gets another quick, easy bucket, and now a timeout taken by the Vikings. 34-26, Grizzled with the lead, and we have a full timeout. We'll take a break with 4:24 left to go, third quarter. You're listening to High School Basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. McDermott Auction Building is the best source for buying and selling household, antiques, estates, farm equipment, and much more. Call the McDermott Auction Building. They're located at 205 Maple Street in Atlantic, and their number is 243-4673, where buyers and sellers go to get the best and let McDermott's do the rest. Rumors Lounge, located in the northeast corner of the Atlantic Shopping Plaza, the perfect place to meet old and new friends, shoot a game of pool, watch your favorite sporting event, and enjoy a cold beverage of your choosing. Rumors Lounge, northeast corner of the Atlantic Shopping Plaza. Mick Allen is a registered representative with ING Financial Partners. See Mick for your investment needs.
Mick's office is located in Atlantic. Stop by or give Mick a call. Mick Allen, registered representative and securities offered through ING Financial Partners Incorporated, member SIPC.
Welcome back here after the timeout. Inbound pass will come underneath here. Full court pressure put on, and they get it up ahead to White. Now it's tapped as he turned and it bounced it right off the leg of Jared Schoening. He stole it, and now he gets fouled. As Schmidt came across to try to reach back in, and he's going to pick up his third foul. So now the Tigers will inbound underneath, the pressure forcing some turnovers here, and Griswold trying to extend their lead again. They'll inbound and hit the bottom of the backboard, but it comes into the hands of B.J. Schoening. He tried to bounce it across to Fast, stolen by Schmidt. He lobs it up ahead, and now it's stolen right back. They got it to try to get it ahead to White. It was stolen there by Moss. Up ahead left side, they get it to Jared Schoening. He'll dribble drive, pull up for the jumper from about 12 feet and knock it down. Jared Schoening off the glass and in, and it's 36-26, a 10-point game. Now another steal. Try to throw it into Patti. Schoening the steal. The wraparound flip is up and good. And another timeout taken here on the floor by the Vikings. A flurry of action here for the Griswold Tigers. And now the AHST Vikings will take another timeout. 38-26, 3:50 to go, third quarter. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Cumberland Telephone is a full-service telephone company providing wide-area calling to Anita and Messina, voicemail, 800-toll-calling, and Cumberland long-distance plans. They offer wireless high-speed internet within an 8 to 10-mile radius of Cumberland. Call Chris today at 712-774-2221. Walnut Creek Fertilizer, the place for all of your fertilizer and chemical needs, including custom application and expert advice from their agronomy field specialists. Call Walnut Creek Fertilizer at 712-784-3887 or Jim Walter at 243-2784. Farm Bureau Financial Services in Oakland, your well-marked Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa provider. Whether it's life, auto, home, or if you own a small business or farm, give Marge Denton a call at 712-782-3498.
Back here after the timeout, and another wild possession here for AHST, and they throw it away up the floor. It's stolen by the Tigers. They come back. Haynes will try the three right side. Missed it. A rebound rattles around, and Price comes up with it, and we're going to have a foul call here against Griswold. As over the top of fighting for the basketball that time was Jacob Moss, and he'll pick up his first. AHST having a terrible time dealing with the pressure right now here from Griswold in the full court. They'll try to screen to get somebody open, having a tough time. Schmidt was stumbling as they tried to throw it into him, and he couldn't hang on to it. Stolen by B.J. Schoening, gets it across the lane to Jacob Moss, and he gets the easy bucket. And now another timeout before the inbound taken here by AHST. 40-26, 3:26 left to go, third quarter. Take another break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Tanner's Fashions. Now is the time to add to your wardrobe. Select from Missy and Petite dresses, coordinate groups, sportswear, and coats at Tanner's Fashions in Atlantic, where browsers are welcome, buyers adore. A sports bar and grill at the Super Bowl in Atlantic. Enjoy open bowling during the week and glow bowling on weekends. The Super Bowl features sandwiches, pizza, and your favorite beverages. That's the Super Bowl on the east edge of Atlantic. Property Connection Real Estate. In addition to listing properties and representing buyers, they can sell farms, land, or even homes at auctions. Property Connection Real Estate. It's the connection that makes the difference. And located at 510 Poplar Street in Atlantic. Dennis Leroy Phillips, broker.
After the timeout here, the Vikings with the basketball, and they'll have it up top here as White passes it off to Schmidt. Schmidt will kick it over right side, and the pass shot is up and on the way by Jacobson, no good. Rebound by Moss underneath, and the Tigers will come right back the other way. 40-26, they leave it. And a little floater in the lane with the left hand there by Bates. He gets it to go, and it's 42-26. Tigers with a big run here in this third quarter.
12 straight.
Pass down on the block. They get Price open, and he gets the easy bucket to stop the bleeding a little bit here for the Vikings. 2:42 left to go here in the third quarter, and it's 42-28. Grizzled with the lead and the basketball. They'll pass it in the far corner. Moss will kick it back out here to Jared Schoening. They try to rifle it into Colin Fass. It's tipped and almost stolen. We're going to have a foul call. Foul is going to be whistled against Jacob Moss, his second. So the Vikings will get the basketball back here. Robinson's going to check in and replace Fati. 2:30 left to go in this third quarter, and the Vikings will try to inbound here. They throw it away again out of the hands of Schmidt. Devin Bates steals it. Up ahead to Jared Schoening. Nice bounce pass across, and the layup is good by Tyrell Peters. 44-28. Inbound now here to White, and the Vikings will break the pressure this time. Here's Robinson right side with it, and now back to White. White will dribble left wing, stop and pick it up and throw it back up top to Jacobson. Jacobson over to Robinson. He'll stop and pull up for the long three. That's no good. Rebound is going to be taken out of the air by Bates. Bates will run it up the floor. Stops all the way to the basket. Layup good. Nobody really ever got in his way, so he just kept moving. Knocks down the layup. And now up the right side of the floor. Ball's thrown out of bounds. It's tipped by the Tigers. Jared Schoening got a piece of it. And now Pati right back up off the bench for AHST to check in for Schmidt. And into the ball game now, Tyler Mulbauer will check in here for Griswold as Jacob Moss will check out. Inbound here to Robinson. 1:45 left to go, third quarter. 46-28, Tigers lead it. Here's stop by White. He's in traffic, decides to go up with the shot. It's well short. Rebound by Jared Schoening, and now he'll push it up the floor. Jared Schoening, the drive to the block, kicks it outside. Peters for three. It's good. Tyrell Peters hits the triple, and it's 49-28. Now, tough time on the inbound, stolen by Peters, but he's going to walk with the basketball. He grabbed it and stole it, but he was rolling as he got it. So the Vikings will have to inbound again here on the near sideline. Inbound pass from Pati will be keyed in. They get it into Robinson in the corner, and he wisely keeps his dribble. Now picks it up and throws it off here to Pati. He'll get it across the timeline. And he throws it to Price, just barely got the pass to him. And now Schoening came over to try to take the charge, and he's going to get called for the block. Pretty good job by Schoening to get there, but just maybe a hair late as Price went right into him. So now we will see Jared Schoening pick up his first. Inbound pass underneath will come from White. Yes, scored. Table wanted to get things correct here. Inbound pass will come here in a moment. And actually, inbound pass now will be tipped away here. And on the run, it'll be Price with a miss. He gets the rebound, goes across the lane, and then his putback's no good. But he does get slapped and fouled this time. And the foul is going to be whistled here against Colin Fass. That'll be his second.
The 19-2 run, by the way. Remember when it was 30-26 and AHST got within four? Distant memory.
And Price misses the first free throw. Up off the bench is Johnny Dugan again, and he's going to be replacing Colin Fast. Free throw on the way, and that's off the back of the iron by Price, so he missed them both this time. And here comes Schoening on the run with it the other way for the Tigers. All the way in the lane, the flip is good, and the foul. He's going to go to the line for a chance at a three-point play as Bill Price is going to pick up number four. Unless they call it. I believe, yep, that is who they call it on. He just reversed his numbers when he showed the scoring table. But 51, Bill Price picks up his fourth, and that's huge here because there's 58 seconds left to go in this third quarter, and he is definitely the leading charge here tonight for AHST. Jared Schoening does make the free throw to complete the three-point play. So Price is going to check out, and they bring in Pat Rowe to replace him. Inbound pass now as Pati will run the baseline. Gets it into Robinson. Robinson lobs it back over to Pati. High, but he was able to corral it. He'll fire it up the floor. It's tapped out of bounds. Jared Schoening got up there and slapped it away. And the Vikings will inbound the basketball here. Inbound comes in here to Robinson, and he'll hang on up top and wait for the offense to develop. 45 seconds left to go here in this third quarter. It's 52-28. Grizzle with the lead, a screen, and a big tough one against Peters as he fell to the floor. Robinson takes the three, left wing, missed it. Rebound by Dugan, and he finally dumps it off to Jared Schoening. He'll stop and kick it over in the corner. Peters for three, partially blocked. It goes out of bounds, and it was last touched by AHST underneath as Rowe tapped it out of bounds. Tigers will inbound with 27 seconds left in this third quarter. They lead at 52-28. Inbound from Devin Bates, and now some jostling underneath. And we're going to have a foul call here against Dugan, I believe, trying to fight for some opening position. Dugan picks up his second. And that was a player control foul, so the bonus won't matter here at the moment. Inbound pass now here, and they'll try to fire it up ahead. It's tipped and stolen. Bates tipped it, then went and saved it. As White watched him go get it. Now it gets back to Bates. He'll dump it down on the block underneath the Molbauer. Missed it. Dugan the rebound in traffic. Kicks it back out to Bates. He'll take a step in. A little awkward flip, and he gets it to go. Tevin Bates with an acrobatic shot. And now the inbound and the steal. 1 second to go before the quarter ends. Bates got the shot up, and it's going to count. The Griswold Tigers with a run to be remembered there in that third quarter. 56-28, the Tigers lead it here after three. We'll take a break. Fourth quarter action coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. 21st Century Co-op, helping farmers with all their needs, feed, seed, fertilizer, chemicals, and fast, friendly service. They're all yours at 21st Century Co-op. 21st Century Co-op with locations in Messina, Atlantic, Cumberland, Fontenelle, and Greenfield. American Motel and Suites in Elkhorn, where they offer a great chance to get away without having to travel very far. If you're looking to spend quality time with that special someone and have a chance to get away, head for the American Motel and Suites in Elkhorn. Sorensen Farm Equipment, with the widest range of tractor power in the industry. Your Ford, New Holland dealer, with a service department that can't be beat. Sorensen Farm Equipment, Highway 59 in Harlan.
Jim Beal, Chris Parks back with you here in Griswold as we start the fourth quarter. The way we finish the third, as a three-pointer from the right side by Jared Schoening. And boy, this game is just disappeared for AHST. 59-28. Vikings have it. Price in the lane. A little spin and a flip with the left hand won't go. And the rebound taken by Bates. Front court. Griswold with the basketball. Bates left side. Schoening. He's feeling it. And he rims it in and out and back in again. Schoening with another three. And it is 62-28. Unbelievable run here for the Tigers, and a quick shot up the floor. Now no good. Rims out by Rowe. Rebound Dugan, and Griswold gets another chance on offense. Schoening again from the left wing. This one no good. Little longer three try. Ball knocked away as Schmidt ends up passing it to himself. The rebound on the missed shot by Griswold. As they get all kinds of chances in the backcourt, now we got a foul. This is just getting to be street ball now up and down the floor. Foul going to be whistled on Dugan in the backcourt, so we'll walk to the other side now and shoot free throws. Todd Schmidt will go to the line to shoot for AHST. Colin Fast, Grant Haynes, B.J. Schoening, and Jacob Moss all back into the ballgame now for Griswold. At the free throw line is Schmidt. He'll shoot one bonus here, the front end on the way, and that is no good. Rebounded by the Tigers. 62-28, a 32-2 run here for the Tigers. A long three try now by Bates from out top is no good, and the rebound tapped out of bounds by the Tigers. Basketball belongs to the Vikings. 6:40 left to play here in the ball game. Up off the back iron, no good. Rebound Rowe keeps it alive as he taps it out to Robinson. Robinson right side, now Schmidt off the dribble, lobs for Price on the screen and roll, but it's a little too off the mark and off his hands out of bounds. It'll turn right back over again to Grizzly. Boy, the Tigers have slammed the book on this one.
Yeah. And that run there in that third quarter forced AHST, they took three straight back-to-back timeouts, and it's really nothing else they can do now. They're just going to see how things play out.
Left side, Bates going to drive all the way to the rim, and he lays it in. Devin Bates hesitated out left wing, then just took off for the basket. A one-hand finger roll, and it's 64-28 now. Front court, Vikings down low. Schmidt turns, awkward shot inside, no good. Rowe up and over the back will pick up the foul on the rebound. That'll be foul number five against AHST, so no free throws yet for the Tigers in the bonus. It's not like they need the points. 64-28. Boy, oh boy, what a turnaround. Thought the Vikings were getting back into this thing early in the third quarter. Got it to within four, 30-26, but boy, it's just been a tidal wave of Tigers here since then as the Griswold boys now turn the ball over. Bates trying to drive. He thought Haynes was going to head to the basket on the cut, but the ball thrown past him out of bounds. And it will turn back over. AHST now to the front court. Schmidt from the left side wing, kicks it out top. But Jacobson with a three, it's off the mark, short off the front of the rim. Rebounded by Haynes, and they're going to run, or Bates, they're going to run. Up ahead quickly, B.J. Schoening. He'll lay it in on the run, and a foul call. He'll get a free throw. And the hits keep coming here for the Tigers. That foul on Steven Jacobson, that'll be his third. 66-28.
It's amazing to see a team catch so much confidence at one time. Everybody out there just seems to be feeling very good about what they're doing, confident in making their moves, and it's paying off for just about everybody that goes to the basket.
Robinson back in now for AHST. Peters has checked back in for Griswold. Nate Johnson also in now for the Tigers. Free throw by Schoening on the way. That is no good, and we have got a lane violation by the Tigers. Free throw try no good. It's 66-28. 36-2 run. Robinson left side pulls up, and finally AHST gets a basket as Tyler Robinson hits his first of the night. 66-30 now. 4 minutes left to play in the game. Ball in the front court. They'll lob it down low. Quick turn and the basket up and good. As Jacob Moss knocks one down, 68-30. Right side, three-point try coming from Jacobson for AHST, no good. Schmidt the rebound in traffic. His putback is good as he falls to the floor. Todd Schmidt with a basket, 68-32 the score. Tigers now to the front court. Cross over the half-court line. Cross it goes B.J. Schoening. He'll drive all the way to the hole. The scoop no good. Rebound inside. Johnson fighting for it. It rolled right to B.J. Schoening. Problem was he was standing out of bounds. Well, the ball will turn over. By the way, that 35-point rule in effect now, too, with a 36-point difference. So the clock continues to run. Just like football, it's a speed-up rule. They get the ball to the front court. Now the Vikings take it down low. Price spins in the lane. The left hand shot is good inside. And he's got 20 points on the night now. 3 minutes left. 68-34 the score. Peters front court. Left side Moss with it for the Tigers. Moss off the dribble out top to Peters here on the right wing. Peters has it poked away. Ball loose on the floor. Picked up though by the Tigers. Now down low to the baseline. Dugan the flip no good. He's fouled. He'll get free throws. Going to whistle that foul on Lee White. That will be his third. At the free throw line is Johnny Dugan. And the free throw attempt in and out, no good. So Dugan misses the first. One more coming. Just odd to sit here and watch free throws being shot with the clock running. Second free throw by Dugan. That one rolls around and falls through. So he's on the board tonight. His first point, 69-34. Just over 2 minutes left to play here in the game. Vikings right side. Jacobson will lob it low, and the ball is nearly stolen away. It was meant for Price. It was a little too tall. Jacob Moss got up behind him and grabbed it, but landed on the foul on the baseline. So it's out of bounds. Back to the Vikings. Price inbounds. White out top. Robinson, the head fake right side, the drive, the one-hand floater off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Mulbauer. Mulbauer will push it ahead to the front court now for the Griswold Tigers. Mulbauer trying to create some space here on the right side as he leaves it out to Moss. Back to Mulbauer. Mulbauer dribble drive into the lane. Oh, nice bounce pass underneath. And Jacob Moss posting inside gets the basket. 71-34, minute 20 left to go. White back the other way, going to force the issue down the lane. He gets fouled, and he'll get free throws. Foul going to be whistled on Dugan. That'll be his fourth. 71-34, Griswold on top. And the free throw is good by White. Makes the first. Now the second. And that one is good as well. 71-36 now the score. 45 seconds left to play in the game. Griswold with the basketball now to the front court. So leave it in the corner, left side. Nate Johnson back out top. Peters. Peters has it poked away right to Moss underneath. He turns around and just banks it in off the glass. Jacob Moss got the easy one. 73-36. 25 seconds left. White drives. Can't hit the shot. It's tapped away. Price, though, with the rebound out of the air, and he puts it in off the window. 73-38. 15 seconds left now as Peters takes it to the front court. It's tapped away out of bounds, and the Tigers will inbound. Peters will feed it in. Johnson with it. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and Johnson has it tipped away, and that'll do it here tonight. 73-38, your final. As Griswold a winner here at home with a big second half in this contest. 73-38, Tigers win it. Back to wrap it up for you in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Messina Livestock Sales, providing you with a top quality market for your livestock. Quality animals at quality prices are the trademark of Messina Livestock Sales. Alan Vantiger, owner. For down-home cooking, come to the Downtowner in Atlantic for breakfast and lunch. And don't forget about their homemade pies. For all your catering needs, the Downtowner can do it all, large or small, from start to finish. The Downtowner, located at East 4th Street in Atlantic. That's 243-2183. Olive Street Station, featuring full-service gas, diesel, and flex fuel pumps. A full-service shop area with free pickup, delivery, snacks, and refreshments. Olive Street Station, where full service is not a thing of the past.
Well, gee whiz. If you checked in at halftime and heard it was a 7-point game, you're going to be shocked at what I'm about to tell you if you haven't been back since. 73-38, your final. As Griswold runs away in the second half with the victory here tonight, as the Tigers really put on a, not just a good offensive show, but a good defensive show. A lot of their points in the second half really started with the full court pressure that they employed in the third quarter. They got that started, and all of a sudden, it was just no chance for AHST, as they were just not able to keep up with that pressure. And they used that to turn a lot of turnovers into points. Back on the other side, and the Tigers, boy, they look just impenetrable defensively, yeah, here in the second half.
It's just pretty unbelievable to watch, really. It was just a heck of a run. They really amped up that full court pressure, and it just took off for them. They were just getting turnovers left and right. AHST got flustered, and they could never get out of that funk. It just kept going for them the rest of that third quarter, and the Griswold was making shots, too. They were just pouring it on, and it kept getting better and better for them. And, boy, when you build that kind of lead, the other team just loses absolute all confidence, and Griswold had all the confidence in the world. So everybody was stepping up, driving to the basket, making easy shots, and heck of a second-half run. Really got to hand it to them.
It was 30-26 early in the third quarter, as AHST with a couple of baskets got it within 4 points. But boy, then the tidal wave started, and yikes, did that get out of hand in a hurry. A 26-2 run in the third quarter as they pumped it up to 56-28, and that just kept on going. It ended up being a 36-2 run as they took that from 30-26 up to 66-28 before the Vikings finally got a couple of buckets to stop that run. And yikes, that was tough. It was tough for Pete Schmidt to watch. In fact, he used all his timeouts in the first three periods. He was out of timeouts before we ever got to the fourth quarter, trying to desperately come up with ways for his team to try to stop the bleeding. It just never happened.
Yeah, he took three straight on three straight alternating possessions when Griswold got steals and easy buckets, and just kept him taking the timeouts to try to get his team settled down and figure out how they could break that press. But and then after that, of course, you're out of them, so you can't stop the momentum anymore. And Griswold just kept coming at them, and they just didn't have an answer there.
Taylor, the score sheet for you here tonight in the basketball game for the Tigers. Boy, a couple of really good performances. 27 points tonight for Jared Schoening. Boy, he did it just about every way imaginable. In fact, out of those 27, 19 of those came in the second half. He was largely responsible for a lot of that big run in the second half as he put together a real solid stretch. 27 for Jared Schoening tonight. Also, Devin Bates with 22 points in the basketball game as he also put up some solid numbers here tonight in the contest to help the Tigers come up with that victory. On the other side for AHST, Bill Price, 22 points in the basketball game tonight. He had over half his team's points. That was part of the problem. He just wasn't getting a lot of help offensively tonight. And you just can't carry the whole load yourself all night. He hung them in there as long as he could with 16 first-half points. But, you can't keep going like that all night long. And that ends up being the way it turns out here. So he is 22 tonight as the Vikings come up short. 2-5 with the loss now is AHST. And Griswold with the win, they improved to 4-3 on the season. And the first time we've seen Griswold this year, but I got to believe this is the best they've looked all season.
Yeah, you can't ask for a better second half than that. And they really came out, and really from the get-go, they had a quick start early in the game, too. And then, yeah, that run in the third quarter is pretty amazing. But you've got to feel pretty good. Chad Rogers, I'm sure, is going to have a lot of good things to say to his basketball team after a good game like this and a nice effort all around.
So 73-38, again, your final here in this boys' contest.
Did have one other score that was called into our KJM studios we can let you know about. In a girls' action, it was Missouri Valley beating Trainer tonight, 58-35.
Very good. Well, that'll do it for us here tonight. In fact, that'll do it for us here for the weekend. Our next high school basketball comes your way on Tuesday night. It's a boys-only game. About 7:30, we're on the air Tuesday night from the Atlantic High School Gymnasium as we'll finish off the first, it's not really half, but the first part of the basketball season before we get into the Christmas break with a Atlantic Harlan Hawkeye 10 conference matchup. Two teams expected to battle for the championship in the Hawkeye 10, and we'll have the action for you at Boys Contest on Tuesday night. Again, about 7:30, we're on the air with that basketball game to get it tipped off. That's Atlantic hosting Harlan Boys. Hawkeye 10 hoops coming up for you on Tuesday night here on KJAN and, of course, KJAN.com. Again, your finals tonight. In the early game this evening, it was Griswold winning 41-37 over AHST in the girls' contest. The game you just heard, 73-38. Griswold, a winner over AHST here this evening. That'll do it for us. For Chris Parks, I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us here this evening, and good night from Griswold.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Interior Touch in downtown Atlantic is your headquarters for window coverings, wallpaper, paint, carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, and laminate flooring. For all of your decorating needs, visit with the professional staff at Interior Touch. Kessler Funeral Homes in Audubon and Exira has been providing the area with quality care and concern at the time of need. Kessler Funeral Homes in Audubon and Exira. Spark and Brake Shop in Harlan, specializing in brake work, wheel alignment, and tune-ups. Stop by the Spark and Brake Shop in Harlan, located at 7th and Cyclone.